This is 4 Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the third and final part of a conversation about the Federal Reserve. With us, Dr. Ken Cyree, professor at the University of Mississippi. He's also a faculty member of the Graduate School of Banking at LSU. And also joining us in this conversation is Mike Barker from Investment and Retirement Management.
Ken, what do you think about, and Dave, this is a perfect example of some of the conversations Ken and I have over time about the contrarian view on something, and he just mentioned the dollar, and that if the Fed lowers interest rates, the general consensus is the dollar would weaken even farther. Ken, what do you think about the possibility that foreign markets would look at the Fed lowering interest rates as actually at some point really boosting our economy, which would potentially cause the dollar to rally a little bit in that scenario? Is that a reasonable possibility or pretty much off the table?
No, I think it certainly is, but most of the time the interest rate decisions truly, and I'm talking not the psychological effect, there is a reason the Fed moves interest rates, and that is they can affect the economy. Most of the time, those effects, though, take somewhere between 6 and 18 months to play out, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. But in general, you'll see them take time to play out. So there, I would expect the dollar to weaken, and then probably if the interest rate cut takes effect and we don't have any more things that we can't foresee right now, that probably the dollar would strengthen in the future. But and you never know. There could be other support as well from the Treasury and things like that. But that is an extremely risky business to get into, betting on the dollar. And
no, absolutely. Dave, Ken correctly warned me years ago to not trade currencies, and that was great advice.
Never get into the currency market.
Absolutely. Thank you for that advice.
Yeah, you can literally lose 20 years worth of profits in a few minutes.
And you got that right.
Very, very volatile market, and it's not for the faint of heart, to say the least.
I got you.
Finally, Ken, and this is a little off track a little bit, but Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, hired from Goldman Sachs, mm-hmm. and of course you know the respect and admiration I've had for Goldman Sachs over the years. When Henry Paulson comes out and says, we support a strong dollar, or something like that, we support a strong dollar policy or whatever, you correct me if I'm wrong on that, but that doesn't really mean anything, does it? Is that type statement and that type discussion from someone in his position, that really doesn't carry any weight, does it?
Well, certainly some of it is psychological, if you will. But, yeah, the Treasury can go in and move markets by buying and selling other currencies. So they can actually affect that price. The problem is, and here's another story for you, in the late 80s, the British pound was, quote, under attack from currency traders.
And yeah.
The Bank of England said, we want to support the pound. You know, it's kind of a national pride thing, really. And so they started going out there and buying all they could of the other currencies. And the currency traders turned against them and pretty much ran them out of money in about a day. And they've got billions and billions and billions of pounds. So
yeah.
You don't want to fight that battle. What you want to do is let everyone else fight that battle, and you tell them that you think the dollar should go up, and then let everyone else fight your battle for you. Indeed, that's what the Fed does, too. The Fed will say, we think rates ought to come down, and traders will make it come down if they believe the Fed is a credible threat.
Okay, well, maybe I should rephrase the question, and Dave, Ken does a good job with me over the years on this as well. A lot of times folks will say things, whether it's Fed people, Fed governors, Treasury Secretary, whatever, and I'll call Ken and say, you know, so-and-so just said blah, blah, blah. Does that mean anything? Is that something I should take to heart and let it influence anything I'm doing? And I guess I should rephrase the question this way. With Paulson saying that I think that's been his line ever since he's been in that position, I really wouldn't expect him to say anything other than that. And I guess my question should be, do I need to use that statement in any way? I just don't see that carrying much weight for any reason. Am I wrong there?
The short answer is no, you don't need to worry much about what the Treasury Secretary says about the dollar. Now, clearly if he said, yes, we don't care about the dollar, that would be big news. But he serves at the pleasure of the President of the United States, and no matter who that is, that person will come out and not advocate a weak dollar, at least not openly. There may be reasons you would want a weak dollar. For example, you want exports to be cheaper and try to reduce the trade deficit. But the problem is that they really don't have the tools to move in any dramatic way the dollar.
They make markets, right? They don't really make the market in the dollar.
That's right.
Yeah,
they can certainly affect it. They can throw a lot of money at the problem, but they don't have enough worldwide, at least, to offset anything. So, in short, they posture, and they should. Now, they can certainly do things with tax policy and things like that to affect the economy and through that the dollar, and that, you know, that is important. You need to pay attention when they start talking about things like that, and increasing capital gains tax, for example, which they're not right now. That's just an example. But in general, I think everyone would be stunned if the Treasury came out and said we're in support of a weak dollar and we don't really care where it goes. So a lot of that is posturing, yes, and I would not put a lot of emphasis on what the Treasury says about the dollar. It's just it's a political statement more than a market statement.
And this is I know Ken could literally write a book about the answer to this question, but over the years, the longer I'm in this business, the more I begin to question conventional wisdom on just about everything, and I wonder. And you just made a comment along the lines of you know, the Treasury doesn't make the market, so to speak. And I've also had the philosophy over the years that even in the interest rate markets, you know, setting market interest rates, that's pretty much the markets setting that. And we've already discussed how low yields are in the short end of the Treasury market, the Treasury bond market. And I'm growing more and more of the mindset to say that the Federal Reserve follows the market, that they don't move the market per se. And number one, Ken, do you pretty much agree with that? And what I'm getting at is I'm looking, you alluded to this, I'm looking at the yield on, I think you mentioned the 90-day Treasury, I'm not sure, but I'm looking at the two-year yield, and you mentioned 100 basis point spread. And historically, I say historically, at least in the last 15 years or so, I went back and looked at this the other day, the Fed would lower rates pretty aggressively when there's that big of a spread between short-term treasuries and the Fed funds rate. And that lends itself to what I'm getting at. The Fed's just following what the market's already doing. Given that, and this is, I know this is a question just out of left field, but do we need the Fed? Or are they simply not just following markets? Would we be better off without the Fed?
Well, the you're right, the Fed does follow markets, and anyone with intelligence would understand that's what you need to do. Can the Fed, basically, and I'm twisting your question just a bit,
okay,
can the Fed move markets in a direction the market does not want to go? The answer is absolutely not.
Okay, that's what
now,
I thought.
Now, can the Fed nudge the market along and let everyone feel good about their decisions and make them go in that direction? Yes.
Okay.
You know, it's like pushing a wheelbarrow uphill versus downhill. The Fed, you know, if they're pushing downhill, they can make it go a little faster, so to speak, and uphill they really just can't do very much if they're fighting uphill. So, you know, do we need the Fed? Yes, for a lot of different reasons, even other than monetary policy. The Federal Reserve is, I think, without question, some would argue with this, but I think without question the best collection of economists probably in the world. So what they do is they look at markets, and they probably, certainly on average, would have a better opinion about the way things are going than any other group. And there are a lot of them, and they're very, very well-trained, very smart, and they're immersed in the data, which is important too. So what you've got is a group that is looking at the market and also projecting and trying to move in those directions they think we're already headed. So the Federal Reserve is important from that perspective. It not only does that, it also does a lot of things that, like regulating banks and helping control the money supply, much like they did in this credit crisis and things of that nature. But I am not of the opinion that the Federal Reserve is useless. Now, has their power weakened? I think the answer is yes there, too.
Yeah.
And a lot of that simply because of information. In the old days, their statements were incredibly powerful because we didn't have the Internet. So anytime they said that we think rates ought to go down, that was a very big signal to the market. And now with real-time information and tons of information, they tend to be followers more than leaders. I would have argued in the 70s, and certainly before the 70s, they were clearly market leaders. And now not certainly as much as they were back then.
Yeah, okay.
Very interesting. Well, Ken, I promised to let you go here about this time, and I really appreciate you spending some time with us. It's been very enlightening. I hope we can get you back.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I enjoyed it, and hopefully your listeners will enjoy it as well.
And, Mike, it's always a pleasure having you on, and we'll be talking to you probably before this week is out.
Okay, Ken, good talking to you again. We'll definitely talk soon.
We'll talk later.
Take care, buddy. You got it.
Okay,
bye-bye.
We've been talking with Dr. Ken Cyree. He is professor at the University of Mississippi. He's also a faculty member at the Graduate School of Banking at LSU. And, of course, Mike Barker is with the Investment and Retirement Management. And this is Floor Radio.